Presbyterian row as fallout continues, high-profile couple reveal we're quitting the church over its same-sex ruling. Leslie McCauley says daughter has been excommunicated over sexuality. Family feels hurt, pain and rejection after General Assembly decision. And Lord Alderdice claims that fundamentalists are actually taking over. This all included in David Young's story in the Belfast Telegraph. So in case you're not aware, a high-profile Christian couple whose daughter is in a same-sex relationship have quit the Presbyterian church after it voted not to accept people in gay partnerships as full members. Port Stewart couple Tony and Leslie McCauley, whose daughter Beth, 24, has been in a relationship with her fiancé for 3 years, resigned in the wake of last week's controversial vote. I want to speak to Leslie, who's available to have a conversation with us. Leslie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you very much for coming on. We've had, indeed, Tony as a guest on the programme a few times, especially about his book that he wrote, also on some religious issues in the past as well. You are a high-profile couple, and this must have been a big step to walk away from a church that you're so fond of in full support of your daughter.
Oh, Frank, honestly, you know, I'm known to be a strong, confident woman, but this has broken me. I feel broken this morning. I am quite tearful at the minute, so I'm sorry about that, because I've written some notes just to, as prompt, and I can't believe that I am on talking about this morning. I feel hurt, I feel rejected, just a sense of hopelessness. And just to let you know a wee bit about Beth, because I know the church doesn't know who Beth is, and I know, you know, your listeners will not know who Beth is. She's this gorgeous girl. She's 24. She holds down two jobs. She loves working with children and older people. She's one of the nicest Christians that I know. There's not a bad bone in her body. And that's who the church targets, to say, your standards aren't good. You're not good enough to be a member. You're not good enough to receive communion. So it means she can't have communion anymore. And the church has talked about these standards, and they must uphold their standards. I obviously then have given birth to someone who's not up to the church's standards. Now, this morning, I have been inundated all weekend with other family members feeling the same way as I do. The hurt, we feel like second-class citizens, you know, and I've had to answer a lot of calls and messages, many public on my Facebook, but others privately, because they feel they can't express their feelings in public, which also is, I have to say, a sad reflection on our society, that they can't feel, or they don't feel safe enough to express their feelings. But I don't know why it has happened. I don't know where this has come from. I agree with what you have said about that the fundamentalist clergymen are definitely becoming the majority. I am thinking to myself, and it's my opinion, that probably women in the Presbyterian Church in Ireland are going to be targeted next, that they're not allowed to hold any role of leadership in the church. And I'm baffled, as well as all the other things I've described to you.
Leslie, you're getting a lot of support on the texts and just general conversation, you as a family, because maybe it's because people are aware of who you are. Maybe it's because they're seeing your photograph on the front of the paper today. We see you, we see Beth there in the newspaper. And it's just a reminder that this could be any family, church-going family, anywhere, who would happen to have a gay member within the family. And you can't help but use a word that I was using earlier. Is there a bitterness in the church? And I'm not just talking about the Presbyterian Church. I'm talking generally about churches who adhere to rules that they believe they must adhere to, but seem to me to be anything but Christian.
And that is not what Christianity is about. Do you know, something that's been going round and round in my head all morning is that Jesus faced this with the Pharisees in the Bible, and the Pharisees were those religious men, you know, hell-bent on rules and finding fault. And I think, you know, this sort of equates to all of this. I don't know whether it's bitterness now, to be honest. I think there's a fear. I think there's a fear of LGBTQ community. I actually don't know what they're fearful of, because, to be honest, it's the least threatening community to the church. And, of course, that's the one they pick on. I think it's probably bullying as well. I think there's a bullying in this. And it's keep out. It's, you know, exclusion. You know, we don't want you. We don't want anyone who is slightly different. We just want white middle-class men involved. Because I certainly feel, you know, excluded. And I have been involved in the church from actually, I was a Sunday school teacher at 15, right throughout. I have worked in the church. And I honestly don't know why it's happening at this time. And they have quoted the Bible at me. They have quoted why it's wrong. It's not wrong. It really is not wrong. Our people who belong to the LGBTQ community, that's how they are feeling. That's how they feel. That's how they're born. Didn't come across well there. And the only thing that I can equate it to, Frank, and it's maybe not a very good comparison, but I've got curly hair. I was born with curly hair. That's who I am. I'm a person with curly hair. I can't think my hair straight the same way as a gay person can't think themselves straight. Nor can I tell you now, does God want that person to be straight?
Well, just on that, because this is the crucial, but this is the crucial bit, because, you know, even though I'm sort of flabbergasted as to, you know, the fact that your daughter would be treated like she is being treated, I still have to ask the mm-hmm. questions on behalf of the Carols of this world. Carol was on earlier, fully supporting the ruling of the church. And it comes down to this issue that young people, anyone who grows up and discovers they mm-hmm. are gay, I'm mm-hmm. fully accepting of what you're saying. They are, that's the way they are. End of story.
Yes.
It's not a sin to be gay. It's not a sin to be a person who is attracted to someone of the same sex. But it is a sin, according to the Bible, to act upon it. It is the expression of love between people of the same sex. That's when the sin is committed. That's when the abomination word comes to the fore. And this is what these people can't cope with, because that is in the Bible.
Jesus never mentioned it. Obviously, it was not a big issue to him. There were other things that he talked about. He never mentioned it. And I'm assuming he never mentioned, because it wasn't a big deal to him. Now, I'm no theologian. You'll have to ask those questions to someone who has examined it. I think there are other explanations, and I would love to hear those explanations from our theologians, what they think about being gay and acting on it. I don't think, personally, the Bible, we've taken it too literally. I think in the context of when it was written and when it was said, it wasn't referring to acting upon it, that was wrong. Now, I have tried to study it a bit more, and I would prefer if someone who's more educated in the subject would speak on that. But, you know, being excommunicated from the church is definitely wrong. I mean, the church is there to help people explore their authentic self, explore who they are if they're having issues. It should be a loving church to help you explore those issues and to guide you through those issues. They've said, no, we don't want to do that. Or I know now, to be fair, they have said everyone's welcome in the church. But I see that in one hand, you're welcoming everyone into the church, and on the other hand, you're hitting them over the head, you know, by not being up to the standards. So, you know, I've so many questions as well.
How hurt is Beth?
Beth said to me on Saturday, she cried. I can't believe the church has made my daughter cry. And she got this lovely, lovely text from a friend who is very involved in the church and said, "This decision is not a reflection of God." I mean, how true is that? And that comes from a young woman who's a friend of Beth's. "This decision is not a reflection of God." She's in the church. So Beth cried.
Leslie, it is heartbreaking listening to a mum speak about her daughter the way you're speaking about Beth.
Yeah.
And there will be people, I hope, who are from the Presbyterian Church listening to what you're saying. And maybe, just maybe, they'll think about what Christian teaching really involves and where maybe the path has become darkened, to use a biblical analogy, and who darkened it on the journey from the mists of time to where we are today. No God-fearing Christian family should be going through what you're going through this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they shouldn't. They really shouldn't. I think it's wrong what they have done. Really wrong what they have done. Morally wrong what they have done. Can I just say there are other churches out there, All Souls and Elmwood Avenue were very welcoming to me yesterday. I drove down from Portchurch deliberately to go somewhere because I needed that support, and I needed to hear what the minister was saying on Sunday morning, and it was fabulous. It was really, you know, it was really good. So many families have contacted me to say, you know, they're lost in their heart, and I just want to say that there is hope out there. It may only be a few churches, but still, there is hope out there, and I want to say that to them, but I can completely understand their hopelessness at the minute, the way that I'm feeling.
Leslie, regards to Beth and to Tony, and for such a Christian family and for someone who's got such a high profile Christian image and communicating the Christian message. I know Tony does this in a broadcasting level as well. It must be exceptionally difficult for you to come on the radio and talk about something so personal. I really appreciate you joining us this morning on the programme, and regards to Beth, because she is the one ultimately who's been targeted here. I really feel for you and appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Frank. Thank you so much.
So, Leslie McCauley. Good morning to you. Your opinions are very welcome. You know, I think it's pretty obvious what mine is, but you know, sometimes you just have to say it as you see it, right? 90 333 105 077 66 105 105. Good morning.